Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Tzai. We are in Bezos Hashem Chedus Halvavis Shal Chesh Ben HaNefesh. Shal Chesh Ben HaNefesh Perek Gimel. We're actually going through Chedus Halvavis's Cheshbonos that we should be making with ourselves. So what happened? Sorry, just a minute. Okay. Ashlishi, we're up to number three. The first two, just because we're breaking down Chavis HaVavis Kedarka is starting with HaKoras HaToiv. So he said number one is your very existence, which is complete chesed of Hashem on you. It's one thing to think about, really contemplate, take that as a personal sign of favor and feel the indebtedness. Number two was in terms of your constitution. In terms of your body, your various parts, and including the fact also, maybe was this in the first or the second one, that you were made a human, not just that you were granted existence, but you were granted existence as the very, very top of the pyramid, the very, very top of the pyramid. You were given that existence. While I don't know how many, you're one out of, I don't know how many, what is the, I have no idea, we're going to figure out what the numbers of life are, but in terms of living beings, it's a very, very tiny percentage, one out of, I don't know how many of living beings are people. You have to remember that just talking insects, forget the rest of life, just talking insects, so many more than there are people. What's that? Bacteria. What's that? Yeah. So you have to really appreciate your status. So that, your body parts, fine. Now we go on to number three. It's continuing to break it down. Mashlishi. Next point to consider is cheshbon ha'adam in nafshoy, is to really consider, contemplate, think about the great chesed that Hashem did for you in that He granted you a mind, a working mind. This has to be singled out. We talked earlier about your constitution, your body parts, but particular, the crown jewel of it all is your mind, is your intelligence. Including many very valuable character traits and faculties, which grant you a much greater existence than other forms of life, non-human forms of life. Just the quality of life in terms of the emotions that you have as a human being, in terms of, we're not talking ruchnius. We talk about the mind and everything that it can accomplish. And we talk about emotions and faculties that humans have, which enable you to really connect to family, enjoy the profundity, enjoy the rich life of having a family, which is a result of human faculties. And other specific, more specific midas that are you have as an individual that define your life and who you are. Like the Pasuk says, Malfeinu Mibamo, He makes us wise over the animals of the earth and the birds of the sky. And now try to think, have you been lacking it? You look around. Every so often we encounter people who are not blessed with a sound mind. And you have to look at that in order to appreciate the gift that you have. not to just take it as a given, but to take it once again, as we said before, as a personal, take it personally, a personal sign of favor. This is what Hashem gave you. Sometimes you see people, and people might be, you know, a person might have a working mind. But sometimes you see people who have certain midas problems that, again, let's not talk ruchnius here. See people who have certain hang-ups or whatever it is that just make their life difficult, makes them have sad lives, right? They can't have a decent relationship with anybody because of certain midas that they have. Challenges. Every person is given his own set of challenges. But just to appreciate the fact that you don't have that kind of, you don't have that kind of emotional makeup. Okay. And now, the ilu. So now you try to picture not having a working mind, way that would put you. And then imagine the ilu mem adam kamayu. Imagine if a person actually got your mind to work, got your mind to work, solved the problems, got you on your feet intellectually, mentally. And if you would then realize the difference in your life in terms of what it was and what it is now, now that somebody actually helped you gain a sound mind. Would all of the days of your life suffice? Will all the days of your life suffice to thank this person, to express your appreciation as a very inadequate form of reciprocation? If you really think about the fact that Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem in Ketzel Tovei Tzavaleinu, whose chesed with us is boundless, so, and to just think about this particular matana that he gave us, of a working mind, and a set of faculties in terms of your own makeup, your own emotional makeup, that makes you capable of living a pleasant life. This is something to contemplate. So that is cheshbon number three. What's that? That cheshbon was in Teras Avigdor? Oh, yeah? Ah, okay. So I'm embarrassed. He said in the Teras Avigdor this week, so I'm embarrassed that when people ask me if I read this week's Teras Avigdor, and I haven't. But I actually heard him say that, talking about the Karbonis. But what you want to be appreciating is when you're makriv the Rosh of the Karbon, to appreciate the gift. The gift of a roish, the gift of a head. Okay, what's cheshbon number four? Cheshbon number four. Alavi. Cheshbonai im nafshoi begoidel teves elikim alav. And here he's refining it as we go along, right? We started with existence. Then your physical constitution. Then your mental and emotional constitution. Now, the great Toivah that Hashem did for you by informing you, by cluing you in, El Mashiach by Chiyusoi Bishneho Ilamim, in terms of how to really live life and get the maximum out of life's opportunities in both worlds, Betoyon Nichbedes Nemono, through a very great, faithful Torah. Which helps clear away any of our natural human blindness, and enables you, gives you the key on a silver platter to get close to Hashem and to gain his graces, to get into his close circle. Meaning you have to appreciate this if you think about the fact that back in the days of Avraham Avinu, you know, I'll put it this way. Let's approach it from this angle. In the Gemara in Brachas says, you know, the famous song, Asher Misha Amali Batero, Asher Misha Amali Batero. So that has a Akdama, the Gemara in Brachas. I often thought if I could find a way of putting that to the tune. Soif Adam Lamus, the Soif Bema Lishchid. That's a little less fun to sing. Soif Adam Lamus, the Soif Bema Lishchid. Right? Man is headed for death. Behema is headed for Shechita. Asher Mishamole Batera, right? It's in the Gemara in Brachos. I don't remember which daf. I would have to find it. I'm not good with daf. So now, the way I think of it, what's Rabbi Yochanan conveying here? Rabbi Yochanan is conveying like this. Saif behem alamos. Right? Imagine a big fat ox. It's safe l'shchita. You shecht it. Now there's going to be an awful lot of good roast beef, steak, corned beef, right? There's a lot of, you're going to make the most out of that ox. But imagine a scenario of an ox belongs to somebody as a pet ox, spends his life feeding it, grooming it, perfuming it, etc., until finally he and the ox age together. And then one day, the ox's time comes, and this faithful owner is right there at the ox's bedside, caring for it in its last moments. And finally, the ox expires, and the owner makes it a Leviathan style, and they bury the ox. They bury the ox. If you were watching them bury a fat ox like that, I think my feeling would be, what a waste of good meat, right? What a waste of good meat. So what about when a person spends his life feeding himself, grooming himself, deodorizing himself, etc., for the purpose of bringing himself to the point that he can be interred into the ground, and then you say, well, waste of good meat, like what are you going to say? But the point is, it's an even bigger waste. If we understand that by the time you get to that stage, you want to be able to show something very significant, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is coming and saying, we don't want you to be, Chalila, a waste of good meat, right? Just spending, Bezos Hashem, each of us 150 years just preparing for wasted meat. Or the way Rav Shach put it once, he said, I don't want to spend my life just preparing a factory of worm food, right? Basically, spend ourselves grooming ourselves and becoming as presentable as possible for the worms that are later going to enjoy the meal. So, therefore, a person comes into life. The question is, can you actually tap into the real secret of life? The secret of life, where you'll be able to then, shed that coating, but really move on to start living life. And Hashem made this a very high-stake business. Back in the days of Avraham Avinu, you have to figure it out all by yourself. How do you do that? How do you make out of yourself something more than 120 years, 150 years? In those days it was longer. 200 years, we'll give it time of Avraham Avinu, right? Of just preparing yourself to be quality meat rotting in the ground. You have to figure it out all by yourself. You have to figure out the secret by yourself. Unless you were connected with the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, they had a Masaira. But Begadol, you have to figure it out yourself. And most people did not. So Avraham Avinu actually came and tapped into the secret. Well, what he earned for us, and therefore he gained that significance of becoming something eternal, right? But his great request was, I want this to become something that's perpetuated in my family. The great gift that Hashem gave him, well, it's not just this, but this is very, very big, is the fact that Hashem now gave us on a silver platter all the information we need to make ourselves into that eternal being that just begins in that body, but then after that moves on to become something eternal that's bound up with Hashem forever. So you have to appreciate the great Torah and the fact that you were made, the great chesed, and the fact that you were made privy to those secrets. It's being held, spoon-fed to you, handed to you on a silver platter, all the instructions to a T, meaning there were other people besides Avraham Avinu who also figured out in a general way. But it was very hard. You can figure out in a sketchy way different degrees of what can you do to earn Hashem's favor. But to get down to a T, every last detail of how to get in the most optimal way without missing anything, that is an unbelievable chesed that we are privy to. And that's another thing to contemplate, think about, and appreciate the chesed Hashem in that itself. And the fact that he gave us his Torah, which enables us to really get the maximum possible out of that experience called life. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.